Lewis Miller never set out to create a museum. He was simply collecting cars with a tie to his family's heritage. When he was approached about opening it to the public, he had an idea of how he could share his collection with others and also do something good for his town. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Lewis Miller's family manufactured Mitchell brand wagons, bicycles, motorcycles, and cars in the late 1800s and early 1900s. However, Lewis never cared much about his family lineage until he was in his 40s, when his wife urged him to explore the amazing history of the company to which he had a tie.
I found my first Mitchell in St. Louis. It was by a car collector, and he was taking this 1914 Mitchell to a Barrett Jackson sale in Detroit, and I got the guy to sell it to me.
Lewis now had his first Mitchell car, the automobile his great-great-grandfather was producing over a century earlier. He was hooked on adding more to his collection.
They're hard to find for sale. There's not very many of them. I think we have on our Mitchell Club roster 165 Mitchells in a world. The ones that run and are drivable, I'm guessing maybe there's 30 to 40 only.
Over time, he's added different Mitchell automobiles. But there's much more than cars at his showroom in Boonville.
My greatest find was a Mitchell motorcycle, so 1902, and it runs. So my collection is complete, and I just sit here and let people come and visit and enjoy my collection.
You really have to see these beautiful cars. Bold colors with brass, high-class cars. Plus, you'll find Mitchell wagons, bicycles, and motorcycles. Lewis never set out to have an attraction, but local tourist director Katie Gibson encouraged him to open it to the public, and Lewis is happy he did.
I got to thinking that why don't I let Katie sell tickets and keep the money for tourism for Boonville and the area, because we need tourism so badly, so this is a way I can help my communities.
Just call ahead to arrange a tour and see the amazing story of the Mitchell Company. Traveling the Countryside in Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.